I'm on the phone with Karen, who happens to be in New York City. Karen, thank you very much for doing this interview.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Would you be kind enough to describe to the listeners what was going on when you first contacted me, what the nature of your problem was, how it impacted your life?
Well, ultimately it turned out there were a few problems, but a lot of the reason that I was there was because I've had a lot of issues with talking to people, and specifically with blushing while I'm talking to people. In social settings, usually in larger groups, but sometimes it could be smaller groups. Depends on the situation. But I would get very, very red, very nervous, and I would basically want to try to escape the situation in whatever way possible. So it became harder and harder for me to deal with these situations.
You're a very, for the listeners, I want them to know you're a very successful individual. You have an active social life. You have a successful career as a film editor.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give a little more detail as, you know, the energy related to the problem and really how it was impacting you? Maybe an example or so.
Well, I would have, you know, obviously with work, there's always social situations. And it's also very important, especially with my kind of job, since it's basically, it relies a lot on personal contact and meeting people. It's very important to be involved in these social situations. So I would go to parties or go out to lunch with certain people. And at any specific time, if I was sort of the center of attention, I would get very uncomfortable. Like if I was telling a story or telling a joke, I felt people looking at me or paying attention to me, I would get very red, very anxious, and then very red. And the redder I got, the more upset I got and the more anxious I got. And eventually it impacted me in the sense that I would try to avoid it. So in avoiding it, I didn't meet as many people. And that affects me both obviously socially and work-wise. So it led me to sort of I wouldn't say a depression, but I wasn't very happy because there are certain areas of my life that weren't as good as they could have been.
When you would blush,
mm-hmm.
What were you thinking?
Oh, I was thinking that everybody was looking at me. Everybody thought that, you know, what I was saying was dumb or not funny, or sometimes it would be something simple as, you know, like, I hope I don't have, you know, food on my face, or I was just very, very self-conscious of what I was saying and what I was doing and what I looked like. So I would lose focus on whatever I was doing and just all of a sudden focus only on me and what everybody must be thinking about me, which was always negative in my mind.
So you were specifically associating the blush, the blushing, with what emotions?
That's a good question. Which emotion? It was, you know, some of it was fear. A lot of it was like embarrassment.
Well, fear and embarrassment, I think, are the biggies. And the I know some of these questions are a little repetitious, but the embarrassment specifically impacted you how?
Well, I'd want to escape it. You know, when you're in a situation where you're having lunch or you're at a party, you can't just run away. So my way of escaping it would be sort of to not talk anymore or to not put myself out there. To not try to get into a conversation. You know, basically, I just wouldn't try anymore. I stopped trying because I didn't want to be put in a situation where I might be judged in any way or seen, basically.
All right. I think that pretty much says it all. Now, let's try to quantify things when I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
Doing one of my famous, you know, 1 to 10 scales. If 10 was the most severe, and you're taking into consideration the anxiety itself, the impact of the blushing, self-esteem, how this problem affected your overall mood and lifestyle. If 10 is the most severe, at the beginning, the severity of your overall problem was a what?
I'd say it was an 8. I could get myself out there. I could get myself to a party, or I could get myself to an event, but I definitely wasn't making the most of it. And a lot of times I would avoid it, but like avoid it completely by not going, but sometimes I would get there. So it didn't completely inhibit me, but I certainly wasn't getting the most out of things that I could have been.
Okay, well, when I'm hearing an 8, I'm hearing a pretty substantial problem. Is
yeah,
that
it felt pretty substantial to me at the time, yeah.
Okay, now, here we are. You've graduated from the program a couple of months ago. Going to this 1 to 10 scale again right now, the severity of your overall problem as it is today is what?
I would give it a 2.